Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we are staring down two lines of storms that are moving towards Dallas-Fort Worth.
We counted them, and there are two of them, and they're going to gang up on us before the morning is out.
But we have Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff tracking these storms and keeping us safe. Danny, what can we expect?
Well, a lot of rain in a very short period of time here through the morning hours, through the noon hour. We got a complex that's weakening a little bit coming in from the northwest and another smaller complex coming in from the southwest. And they're going to shake hands right over North Texas and slow down, producing 1 to 2 inches of rain easily. Some areas will see higher totals, and that flooding is a big concern. Hail threat is low. Tornado threat is virtually nil. But again, a lot of you will get into work if you leave now, heading in from any direction into Dallas and Fort Worth, all the way up into Collin and Denton counties. But after about 8 o'clock, these storms will be coming in and rapidly encroaching in on the area mid to late morning. And we will have updates throughout the morning here on the progress of these storms on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas does it again in overtime. Tyler Seguin knocks home the winner just with over 5 minutes into OT, and the Stars stun the Avalanche 2-1 in Game 3.
And the win gives Dallas a 2-1 lead in the first round series. Caps off an incredible penalty kill after a late high-sticking call on Mason Marchment. Jake Ottinger made some huge saves during the man advantage for Colorado.
Makar shoots. Save made by Ottinger. The rebound available. Drouin in front. Sweeping at it. Natchez. And somehow it's cleared back to Makar.
Head coach Pete DeBoer on that clutch penalty kill.
Penalty killing's been one of the best in the league the last 3 years. You know, I think we felt confident going into the overtime that we could get the job done. And, you know, if we did, I think there was a good feeling that we were going to win the game.
Jamie Benn scored the game-tying goal in the third period, and Jake Ottinger held it down with 27 saves.
And in basketball, the Dallas Wings' new superstar has arrived in town ahead of the team's training camp, which begins next week. Yesterday, Paige Beckers and the rest of the Wings' new draft class were introduced to Dallas City Hall.
It just felt great to see her in person.
Kids and adults packed the atrium to hear from the area's newest sports hero, Paige Beckers, who is not just the Wings' number one draft pick, but the WNBA's overall top pick. And she seems thrilled to be in North Texas.
I mean, I just can't stop smiling. Just excited for a new chapter.
Texas heat has not yet arrived, and it'll be quite a change for a woman who grew up in Minnesota and went to college in Connecticut, but Becker says she's ready to embrace the whole Texas experience. The Wings begin their training camp Sunday ahead of their season opener on May 16th. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, KRLD speaks exclusively one-on-one to Dallas's new police chief, Daniel Como, about his goals and ideas for the department. Como says he wants to attract more officers to DPD in two different ways, telling Joe Kelly.
I think pay helps, and I also think time off officers help also, where the officers can have a little bit of flexibility. I think with the new generation, that will definitely help in recruiting. And also, you know, we want to change the culture. We want to change a few things in the department that's going to attract others, not only to come, but to stay.
The chief didn't address the issue of ICE deportations and cooperation from DPD.
It was a week ago that a school shooting injured five. Classes resume at Wilmer Hutchins High School this morning, but there are still some concerns about safety on campus.
I'm Russell Scott. Parents tell me their students continue to replay the trauma of that shooting over and over. And now, on their second day back, they begin STAR testing.
They're asked to go back, go to class, learn, test as if nothing has happened.
Students did stage a walkout yesterday just a couple of hours after returning to class. Then there was a community meeting last night to discuss safety at the school.
For her not to feel safe in the one place that she actually enjoys and likes to come to, and, you know, it's kind of hard.
For now, parents tell me it's simply send them back to class and pray for them. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Once again, Apple is reminding users with iPhones that it is wiser, makes better sense to keep your apps all open rather than shutting all the apps down. I'm going to have a hard time with this one. I think I'm always going to have a hard time with this one. Apps in the background, they say, are typically frozen and in standby mode, which means they're not actively consuming any system resources or battery energy. So force closing the apps, they say, requires more energy to reopen them later. Apple advises only closing apps if they're unresponsive. There, now you know.
The NFL draft is tonight in Green Bay, and the Cowboys are looking for some help at wide receiver, running back, and the offensive line, but who knows?
These things are so difficult to predict, especially when it comes to the Cowboys. So here's what we know. We know they'll be drafting from that number 12 spot unless they either trade up or down. Experts say in the first round they will likely be in the market for a wide receiver to pair up with CeeDee Lamb. If by some miracle running back Ashton Jeanty falls to them, he would be almost impossible to pass up. And they also need some help with the O-line. But the Cowboys can be wild cards at times. And, you know, sometimes Jerry Jones like to zig when everyone thinks he should be zagging.
I think it's a good way to put it. Football terms, right? That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We continue our 20-minute news briefing now. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst is David Johnson.
I think that's a great euphemism that he just used. I may try to incorporate that. So the stock market today is going to explain to you why we've been going down on and off for the last couple of months. The market doesn't sit around and wait to see what the impact of something like tariffs or trade barriers or whatever is going to be. They go ahead and sell. The knee jerk is sell it, get it out, discount it. And now we're beginning to take a look at not only first quarter earnings, but the look ahead at second quarter earnings. And really, almost to a company, they're pulling guidance. American Airlines out this morning with numbers. Last quarter, they lost money. They didn't lose as much as expected. That would be good. Revenues maybe a little bit light, but they're pulling their guidance. There's just too much uncertainty. They really don't know. Southwest Airlines pretty much doing the same thing. They're not waiting. They're cutting capacity. They don't know exactly how much falling fuel prices are going to help them, but they do know that people aren't showing up, and actually people stopped calling on the phones back in January and booking, so they're kind of pulling their guidance. And those stocks are good representation. The same thing we're seeing in Procter & Gamble, Merck, lots of other big companies are doing that. Now, that said, right now the Dow looks down 100, and it's improving now, but still looks down maybe 150 points or so. Most of that is coming from one stock, IBM. Now, it was up sharply for the year, so it's beginning to pull back after their numbers came out and showed a little bit of a slowdown in some sectors. But the other market is really trying to recover. The NASDAQ turned positive a few minutes ago. It looks up about 20. The S&P average is down 8 points. We've got a fair amount of economic news today. Durable goods orders, which are big deals and heavily influenced by Boeing deliveries or lack of deliveries. Jobless claims, always important. That'll be out shortly. We're coming off a market that saw the Dow Jones Industrials Average rise sharply yesterday, up 1.1%. The NASDAQ was up 2.5%. The S&P up 1.7%. Today, we might give a little bit of that back. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
We just got this word in that President Trump now is going to hold a rally next Tuesday in Michigan to mark his first 100 days in office of his second term.
Yeah, it's not a joke. We've been telling you about this. Some really want to rename that New York strip steak to honor Texas.
A hearing this week on creating the Texas strip steak, full of meaty puns.
It's a rare but necessary measure, with all intent to do a job well done.
State Senator Kevin Sparks, though, taking a serious turn. Texas, he says, is tops in the nation when it comes to beef production, with more than 4 million heads of cattle. The bill encourages restaurants and grocery stores to adopt the Texas strip steak name and calls on the Ag Department to adjust their marketing materials to highlight the change. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And here I just prefer a nice, juicy filet.
You mean Texas filet?
Yeah, big Texas filet. Well, speaking of Texas, Texas has been selected by the White House to house a new research hub that will look at the future of flying.
Texas is going to be the center of innovation when it comes to air taxis and drones. I'll boil it down to this. Jetsons, here we come.
That's Glenn Hamper with the Texas Association of Business. He says there will be a ripple effect across the state as research ramps up. High-tech firms and their suppliers will come here, too. The so-called Center for Advanced Aviation Technologies will be led by Texas A&M University.
I've been falling for that for years, that we're going to have Jetsonian-style flying cars. And I'm at the point now where I'm going to stop holding out hope. I will believe it when I see it.
He gave up.
When it crash lands in my front yard, I will believe it.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.